It's a pleasure to see you all here tonight. Gathered in this beautiful sanctuary, it's easy to forget that many, many other people in this community, across the country, and indeed around the world, will be gathering tonight in many different kinds of places. Gathering tonight under circumstances far different from our own. Tonight, some will gather with families in the glow of candles, and some will sit alone in the flicker of a television set. Tonight, some will look around tables and be glad for the blessings of life, and some will look at family members who have hurt them and will likely do so again. Tonight, some will have a glass of wine and stop, and some will continue drinking until this night ends the way most nights do. Not well. Tonight, some will worship God in cheerful places, and some will taste the acid of their alienation from God or from church. Tonight, some children will go to bed excited, and some will listen to the sounds of gunfire outside their homes or shouting just outside their bedroom doors. Tonight, some will turn off the lights of home in anticipation of a Merry Christmas, and some will stand guard in the darkness, far from home, in anticipation of warfare's unceasing mayhem. Tonight, some will stay close to heart and hearth, and some will prowl the clubs and streets, looking for thrills or escape, a quick fix or simple acceptance. It's necessary that we remember and don't forget all that's going on beyond the walls of this sanctuary, even as we gather this evening. We can't know all the details, and it isn't necessary that we know what's going on completely. God surely knows. For it was this chasm in the human experience that Jesus came to redeem, this exile called loneliness or addiction or alienation or warfare. Jesus was light shining in the darkness, as the gospel writer John put it. A Messiah sent to lead God's people out of bondage and across a fearsome desert to a new home, as Luke put it. A shepherd for the lost sheep, as Matthew put it. Tonight we gather to celebrate the birth of Jesus. Tonight we gather to remember that the birth of Jesus makes no sense apart from the darkness. There can be no true understanding of this moment, friends, and no celebrating it, unless we see and remember the lost and lonely, the child crouching in terror, the soldier far from home, the trapped digging their pit even deeper. Tonight we gather to take a deep breath and prepare ourselves to relax and enjoy a time of gathering with family and friends. A time taken as a reward for energetic efforts these past few weeks as we've made preparations for this annual event. But our seasonal bustle is simply madness unless we acknowledge the darkness we're trying to escape. If we could listen in on Christmas prayers and hear what God hears, I think we'd hear a mother's cry, "Save my daughter or son from self-destruction." We'd hear the elderly begging companionship. We'd hear adult children wishing they could be near dying parents. We'd hear the clanking chains of injustice which drag down more lives than we could possibly imagine. We'd hear the desperation, the confusion, the fear that lie within modern religion's trivial conflicts. We would hear a minister, a rabbi, a pastor, a priest, sitting alone in the darkness with 1,000 wounds, 1,000 painful memories, 1,000 cries of need, 1,000 burdens unknown by anyone else and unshared. And we'd see this individual searching for the right words, hoping that this year the light-hearted will listen, the smug will stop judging, and the lost sheep will come home. We would hear the organist practicing alone in a darkened chancel, skillful fingers ranging gently over the keyboard, searching for just the right touch that will enable the faithful not to bellow or mumble, "O come, all ye faithful," but rather to caress it, to feel it, to mean it. You see, none of this season makes sense unless we acknowledge the darkness and ourselves as people who walk in that darkness. Jesus was light in the darkness, not a cheerleader for the pious. Jesus was light in the darkness, not a proud ancient institution's poster child. Jesus was light in the darkness, not a fussy dispenser of tidy rules and well-deserved rewards for those who keep them. To a mother who sees her child walking in darkness, to a soldier standing guard in dangerous places and desperate times, to a lonely, forgotten, fearful senior languishing in a tiny apartment or nursing home suite, to a child whose childhood has been savagely stripped away by abuse, to a single parent drowning in despair of ever being able to provide adequately for her or his family. To every one of us in that darkness, which we hesitate to admit, Jesus was and is today the light which the darkness cannot vanquish. But if all we see and remember of this night is a cute baby born into humble circumstances to be the reason for a season of shallow festivity and careless indifference to the reality of the real darkness in our lives and in our world, then we have truly missed the point. Jesus was born into a world of darkness to bring light and life. Jesus was born into a world of darkness to bring healing and hope. Jesus was and is today that light which the darkness can never vanquish. Thanks be to God. Amen.